Good afternoon. You're tuned into SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Wednesday, October 14th. State public health officials today confirmed 700 new cases of novel coronavirus with a positive test rate just over 11%. Aiken County led the way in new cases with its highest daily tally since September, followed by Greenville and Horry counties. The State Department of Health and Environmental Control also confirmed 17 deaths. More than 153,000 people have contracted the virus since March. 3,387 have died. Governor Henry McMaster says he's not pleased with the number of public schools that have moved to 5 days a week face-to-face instruction. State officials now say that an adequate amount of personal protective equipment and fiberglass dividers is available for schools to safely offer face-to-face instruction. McMaster also says that nursing homes across the state have not made enough progress in allowing family and loved ones to visit residents.
The families need to go and be able to see their loved ones and those friends and families in those nursing homes, whether it's inside or outside. It's been over 6 months now. That's too long.
McMaster is urging more nursing homes to allow family visitations under procedures developed by South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control. In other news, Senator Lindsey Graham announced today a $28 million third quarter haul. The incumbent Republican's quarterly fundraising falls short of Democratic challenger Jamie Harrison's $57 million quarter, but Graham's campaign says it is the most ever raised by a Republican Senate candidate in a single quarter. And upstate South Carolina will host a handful of NCAA championship events. The NCAA today announced Greenville's Bon Secours Wellness Center will host the first and second rounds of the 2026 men's basketball tournament, as well as the 2023 women's tournament regional. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.